Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The president advances global religious freedom. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Holly, President Trump recently signed an executive order directing the State Department to coordinate with the U.S. Agency for International Development to ensure that at least $50 million per year is allocated for programs that advance international religious freedom. The executive order is called Advancing International Religious Freedom, and it will ensure that religious freedom is a core tenet of American diplomacy around the world. This is a major decision, and it's part of the president's push for international religious freedom, and he's been doing that from the very beginning of his presidency.
You know, and in fact, we have a list on our website of all the things he's done in favor of religious freedom. And this is just another cherry on top of the cake here. Under this order, the president directs U.S. ambassadors and foreign service officers to promote, defend, and support religious freedom. So the U.S. will prioritize religious freedom as their negotiating with foreign aid officials and programs and use other economic tools to advance these goals of religious freedom.
Yeah, and this is really good news. You know, I remember I was speaking to Ken Blackwell, who was a member of the, he was a U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. And he worked with Jack Kemp and others. He was also the youngest mayor ever elected in Cincinnati, and he was also the first black mayor in Cincinnati, Ohio. He was also the Secretary of State and the Treasurer of Ohio. He's been around in many, many places. He's traveled internationally as many of the positions that he's held. And I remember when in Obama's first term of presidency, Hillary Rodham Clinton was the Secretary of State. And she went to China as one of her early diplomatic visits. And she said nothing about human rights violations, nothing about religious freedom. I remember talking with Ken, who knows this very well, and he said something to me that I'll never forget. And he said, you know, whenever somebody of that level, president, the Secretary of State, somebody representing the United States of America goes to these foreign countries where there's significant civil rights abuses, as we certainly know to be the case in China, and they don't say anything or they don't do anything to deal with it, don't even make a statement about it, then what happens is when they leave, many people suffer because they realize that this powerful United States doesn't care about it. And that they can do whatever they want to, and there will be no repercussions from the United States of America.
And you've got all those persecuted Christians in those countries that need our voice, that need us to stand for them. How shameful of her.
It is. And, you know, so I commend the President of the United States for continuing to protect and advance religious freedom in the United States and around the world. He's shown a strong commitment to protecting and promoting religious freedom, both here as well as internationally. And as I said, it's critically important for those that are persecuted, the people whose civil rights, human rights are violated, those who are persecuted for their faith, that the President and the United States of America send a very clear message that America stands with them and will take action, not just stand with them through a public statement, which is certainly a minimum and it's necessary, but that we'll take action and we'll put our shoulder behind the plow to make sure that religious freedom is advanced around the world. Because when America is silent, people suffer. Amen. People suffer. And so, you know, think about that. There's been so much criticism and there's so much negativity in the media. And it's easy for people to get confused by what's going on in the media. The media just, you know, has its own agenda. And much of it is just simply not based in truth. the people have their own agenda. Media has certainly moved from what it used to be to where it is now. And so you don't see much writing about this and the import of it. But when the President of the United States says that his priority domestically and in the United States is advancing religious freedom and around the world, that's also his priority, it makes a huge difference.
Absolutely. You know, and recently you stood there in front of the church holding a Bible, just silently holding a Bible, and that made a very strong statement that undergirds what he's doing in favor of religious freedom. You know, this nation is one nation under God, and the media doesn't want you to know that. They're not going to say that, but this is one nation under God based on Judeo-Christian principles, and he is standing for that.
Well, and in fact, you know, I've seen even some Christians began to criticize that,
yes.
And they did that in part because of the false media reporting. And this is kind of an illustration of what I'm talking about. You know, the original media reporting was that he stormed the church and they used tear gas. That is false.
There was no tear gas.
There was no tear gas. It was the Parks Service that didn't even know he was going to make that walk from the White House. And what was happening is they were the ones out there having security in front of the White House, and the protesters began to get violent. They began to throw rocks and bottles at the Parks Service police, and then they started to come to the police officers, and they started to try to wrestle their weapons away. It was at that point, after they threw rocks and bottles, after they tried to wrestle the weapons from the police officers, that the Park Service gave smoke bombs.
Right.
Those were just to be able to cloud the area, but they were not chemical for tear gas. They had no chemical tear gas. And then when they did clear the area, they searched the area, and guess what they found? Weapons. These people were not intent on doing anything as a peaceful protest. They didn't know that the president was actually going to be coming out there sometime shortly thereafter. The president walked across, he got in front of the church, and he silently held up the Bible. And then he actually made a powerful statement while he was there, and he walked back. He didn't take media reports. He allowed the media to walk with him from the White House across the street. I thought it was a powerful symbol that the President of the United States is holding up a Bible in front of the church, and we're just not going to let people burn down churches.
Right, and that's the church where every president has gone before the inauguration.
Now, some people say, well, the bishop didn't support it. Well, this bishop wasn't even there. The bishop hates the president. The bishop is a very liberal bishop, and came out after the fact, and instead of providing healing, had some divisive words.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, people, don't just buy what the media says. They have their own agenda. And when what we see happening in the United States is a real serious effort to advance religious freedom, we've seen it ourselves in the church cases. We've seen the president come out and say that churches are essential. We've seen the Department of Justice come out and say that you cannot discriminate against these churches and provide unequal treatment. We've actually been the recipient
right.
of the brief of the United States Department of Justice.
Right, for our Virginia church.
In our Virginia case.
Yeah.
They came in and filed in our case.
Mm-hmm.
And they have done that in another case as well. So we see not just talk, we see real action.
Absolutely.
Moreover, on the international level, we also are seeing real action. This president hosted the Religious Freedom Ministerial Summit in Washington, D.C. It's the first time in the world that this has ever happened around the world, and it's here in Washington, D.C. And guess where it kicked off? It kicked off in our ministry center, which is just across the street from the United States Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And what did it kick off with? Ambassador Sam Brownback, a believer who is the U.S. Ambassador for the International Religious Freedom. And he is someone who's a strong advocate of religious freedom. And in fact, he is a friend of the ministries, and he came to the ministry center, and delegates from around the world were there, people who had come from persecution. They gathered in our ministry center on the Monday of the week-long event, And they prayed, and people got around the ambassador and prayed for him. And that's how that ministerial summit began, right there in our ministry center. I can tell you firsthand that this president has done more for religious freedom in the United States and around the world than any president in our lifetime. And that's without any exaggeration. This is a good advancement of religious freedom. We're going to continue to be the voice of religious freedom here and around the world. You can go to lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.